so much bewildered.
Yes.
So, because he doesn't know what is real philosophy.
Yeah.
Nobody has said so. That is his misfortune that he has not met the real person from whom he can know the real philosophy. Therefore, he thinks all are like this, all are cheaters. That's not the fact. I say this in the class, that we have been cheated not to find the real water by seeing the mirrors. So is it a fact that there is no water and we should not search about the real water? That's the thing. Do you understand? The same thing with him. He has been cheated. So that is not the fact that there is not real philosophy, a real thing, actual fact. We must search out.
Because they're all thinking that, well, we've read Bhagavad Gita and we know you're not the body and we can tell everyone you're not the body and you should surrender to Krishna, but what's the use of telling them if you cannot help yourself first?
You cannot surrender to Krishna by yourself. That is not possible. So this process needed a help via media, that is bona fide spiritual master. You don't know how to surrender and what is the process of surrender. That should be taught. That a real bona fide spiritual master will teach you. You cannot do yourself by your own self. I hope Mahaprabhu will help him. He is very kind.
We do too. He's a nice boy. He's a very nice boy.
Yeah. But he cannot come here.
Yes.
He cannot come here. All right. Dev may come.
Because just to come to India is nice, but I mean, if you don't associate with the sadhus, then... So many temples are there, but if you don't meet the sadhus...
Yes, India, there are many... Hare Krishna!
How long before your legs are
better? My legs?
Yes, before you can walk.
Flattering is gradually getting better. Yesterday I went to the doctor to see him, get his advice. He said, you walk, why are you not walking? Because told me to walk.
Yeah.
So it is all right now, you may walk. Oh, you have so many disciples, they are serving you, they are carrying you, there are you. You are not trying to walk. No, you walk. Jesus told me. Well, all right, I will walk now.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada talks about when the disciple is initiated, then there's a transference of the disciple's sinful reactions to the guru and then to Krishna. Now, what about the position of the guru who himself is not following? What happens in that case?
He cannot take it.
Reactions,
no. big and the bigger. He cannot take it. He has no power.
Does he get a reaction for that? Or does he get some reaction?
No, you will never get some reaction because he cannot take it. He never accepts this idea. He just makes a show. You understand? If that means if he has power, he can take his disciples to the lotus feet of Krishna. So reactions will be vanquished. You understand? Thereby, when the spiritual master protects him, gives him protection, so reactions will come to spiritual master. You understand? The spiritual master can withstand it, or he may suffer. You understand? That is because he is so kind, because he is delivering the fallen soul. Let me suffer, as Prahlad Maharaj says, I will stay in this material world and suffer, as Vasudev Dutta, in Chaitanya Charitamrita said like that, and prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Patit Pavan, please deliver all the living beings in this material world. And if you say their sins are very great, they cannot be delivered, then give those sins to me. I suffer for them and let them all be delivered. You see. That is Vaishnava. You understand? That's real Vaishnava. Is real Vaishnava. But who cannot do this, the reactions will never go to him. It remains with the disciples or the persons. You understand? Yeah. Only he makes a show.
Sometimes devotees in Australia especially, they say, well, why is it that I'm still suffering so much, so many bodily discomforts and things like that, although the spiritual master has taken the reaction?
Ooh.
Why is it we're still suffering so much mental torment and so much bodily discomfort?
Who is suffering?
Because the guru has taken the reaction at the time of
reaction. Yeah, if guru takes reactions, the guru may have some reactions, must suffer. You see, there are many instances that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj suffered a lot. You understand? And our spiritual master, my spiritual master, Prabhupada Maharaj also suffered so much. You understand?
Yeah.
That is, these are the instances. Because they are really delivering the fallen soul and taking up their reactions. You understand? They take up to them. All right, let me suffer and let this soul be delivered. And suffering, a Vaishnava suffering is something different, is not suffering of a conditioned soul, not like the suffering of a conditioned soul, because conditioned soul feels so much pain, all these things. He cries for it, that I am in such a distressed condition and Krishna is giving me, or Bhagavan, the Lord is giving me so much suffering, but Vaishnava never says so. Rather, he accepts it gladly and thinks that it is mercy of the Lord. Tattani kampanasu samitamana. Let us reverse in Srimad Bhagavatam. This anukampa, anukampa means mercy. He thinks himself that I am a great sinner. So I have committed so many sins. I have to suffer a lot. But Krishna is so merciful that he gives me slight relief. Little suffering. You understand? Not so heavy or serious suffering. He thinks like that. That is the Vaishnava way. You understand? And those who are not Vaishnavas and just show themselves as Vaishnavas, they really never take the reactions. No. Because they have no power to take the persons, the devotees or disciples, so-called disciples, to the lotus feet of Krishna. So how can they take the reactions?
So really the disciples are just going along on their own steam. They're having to try and hold themselves up in their spiritual life.
Yeah.
And that's why it's very hard for them to perform devotional service. That is sort of like our position, is it? Is that like our position?
Our position, yeah.
One needs the inspiration of the spiritual master, or bona fide spiritual master.
How can one know?
No. Does one needs the inspiration of a bona fide
spiritual master? Yes, one needs inspiration, yes, definitely. A bona fide spiritual master. Yes, and who is a bona fide? There are symptoms. You understand? Symptoms in Shastra. And those are real sadhus. They also tell what are the symptoms. So according to that, one can judge, one can understand or know, yes, he is a real bona fide spiritual master or sadhu. You understand?
Previously, so many men were labeled as pure devotees. When Srila Prabhupada left the planet, all the gurus were called, they were labeled as pure devotees, you know, like 1978 and that, Bhavanandra and all them. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam that the pure devotees have certain symptoms, but then he says, even if those symptoms are not there, you know, here standing on like that, one can see that one's a pure devotee because he's 24 hours a day simply thoughts of thinking of Krishna, working in Krishna's service, trying to encourage others, trying to inspire others.
Yeah.
For himself, he's not interested so much.
Yes. But Prabhupada said that it's in Shastra. There are symptoms, but one is mukhya lakyana, means principal symptom, and others are secondary, gauna lakyana. You understand? The principal one is a completely surrendered soul. That's the principal symptom. Completely surrendered soul. The Shastra says, Krishna ka saranatva hi mukhya lakshana. Mukhya means principal. You understand? This is principal symptom. This is completely surrendered soul. That is principal one. Others are secondary. When principal one is there, secondaries come up automatically. One man must not try for it. That will automatically manifest. You understand? It automatically manifests. Secondary comes. Therefore, the Acharya, as you said, Prabhupada says, if you cannot find all these symptoms there, those are secondary, so you should not think that he is not a pure devotee. But the principle must be there. That he is a completely surrendered soul.
So previously we've been looking at more at the externals.
Externals, yes. Yes, that's externals, yeah. Secondary, externals, bhaya.
Cheated by the appearance.
Yeah. Therefore, we say these are externals. This is not important. These are not important. That is the principal one, an internal one, the most important one. This is a completely surrendered soul. One who is a completely surrendered soul, so Krishna completely takes his charge. You understand?
Takes his what?
Charge.
Charge.
His responsibility. You understand? So, at any circumstances, he will never fall down because Krishna will protect him. Because he is completely surrendered soul. You understand? That's most important.
What is the definition of a completely surrendered soul?
Completely surrendered definition. Our symptoms that is given in Shastras are according to Mahaprabhu's teachings that Sikhyastaka verse, Trunadapi Sunicheno Taruriva Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtonya Sadhana. This is the thing. He thinks himself more insignificant than a piece of straw lying on the street. Pranada Sunicha is a very great personality, but thinks himself must fallen, more insignificant, that is. And Tarori Vashaishu, more tolerant than a tree. You understand? He never demands respect for himself, rather gives respect to others. Because every living entity is a soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So he gives respect, one and all. This is simple. You understand? He never popped up. That is dangerous thing. Kunti Devi has also said that. Janmeshwar Jasuta Sri Virya Dhamana Madhapuman Naivahratyavim Avidhatum Vaitum Akinchana Gocharam. That's Kunti Devi says in Srimad Bhagavatam. Akinchana. Akinchana means I am a more insignificant, very, very insignificant creature in this world. There is nobody more insignificant than myself. That is symptom. You understand? Janmeshwarja Sruta Sri Edhamana Madhapuman. That means he may have taken birth in a high family, you understand, respectable family, as Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were Brahmins. You know, they were pandits, learned scholars. Aishwarya, they had much material opulence. You understand? They were ministers, high position in the society they had. Sruta, they were learned pandits, scholars. They were proficient in so many languages, Sanskrit, Arabic, Persian, etc. You understand? Yes, learned pandits, scholars. Dharma is the Sruta Siddhi. But they gave up all these things and they became more insignificant than a straw. Kaupina kantha sridau. That means they put on kanti and kopi and stayed under the trees of Vrindavan. And they used to spend one night under one tree. You understand? Then they changed that place. They had nothing, only kopi, one bahirvas, one water pot, nothing else. You understand? Such, they are so niskinchan. You understand?
Niskinchan means free from...
Niskinchan means very...
position.
Very poor, insignificant, like insignificant creature. They have nothing. As if they have nothing. But they were great personality. They have everything. Maharaj, king of the kings. Isn't it to say Maharaj, king of the kings, but they put up themselves as they are nothing. You understand? They have got one very valuable wealth, that is Krishna prem. This is the love of Krishna. No material wealth. Dasakari Vetanmare Deva Prema Dhana. That is stated. Oh Krishna, I want to be your servant, to serve you, to work for you. So you have engaged some workers. They take wages, money. But I will be your worker, your servant, but I won't take this material money. I want one wealth, one money, that is Krishna Prem Dham. You understand? That is the love of Krishna. That is the wealth for me. You please give me that. I don't want no other asset, money or wealth. They had that thing. And that story is there. One Brahmin, poor Brahmin, he was worshipping in Kashi, Banaras, Kashi. was worshipping Lord Shiva. He was very poor. So, he was worshipping Lord Shiva and was asking him for wealth, dhana. So, Shiva was very much pleased with him and ordered him, you go to Vrindavan and meet Sanatana Goswami. You understand? He will give you wealth. So he came to Vrindavan, asked people, where is Sanatana Goswami? People said he is a wandering mendicant, no specific definite residence. He may be wandering somewhere in the jungles of Vrindavan. You may find him. So fortunately, he found him. So he told him, Shivaji has told me this thing. You are a very rich man. You have enough wealth. So I am a poor man. Please give me some wealth. Then, Sanatana Goswami, you are such a foolish person. You see, I have only these assets. This bypass, this open, this water pot, nothing else. How do you think that I am a wealthy person? Where is my wealth? How can I give what wealth? No, no, when Shivaji has said this thing, has he lied? No, he is not liar. Shivaji is not liar. You must have. Well, you are lying. That he said. So, Sanatana Goswami thought, yes. Once he was going to Jamuna to take bath early in the morning. So, a touchstone, you know touchstone? If you can touch a piece of iron, the iron will be turned into gold. That is known touchstone. So a touchstone hit his leg and the sand of on the beach and the bank of Jamuna. So he picked it out. So it is a very bad day. Now that this thing touched me. So he remembered, yes. Once I had that touchstone while I was going to take bath Jamuna, that's a very bad day. All right, I had put that stone in me underneath the sand of Jamuna there. He told him the place, you may go there and get it. That will give you wealth. So he went there and fortunately got that stone. He had taken a piece of iron and it turned into gold. So he was very happy. Such a valuable stone. Then thought of, how is it that can anybody throw it away? Such a valuable stone which turns the iron into gold? How is it? And why is it that Sanatana Goswami, he would kick it out? No. He might have more valuable wealth than this one. Otherwise, how can kick it out? So he came to Sanatana Goswami and asked the very same question. Mahatma Swamiji, you must have more valuable wealth than this one. Otherwise, how can you keep it up? Then Sanatana Goswami said, all right, you want to take that wealth? No, yes, I want to take that wealth. Now then, if you want to take that wealth, you should have to throw it away first. You first throw it away, this touchstone. Then that wealth will be available to you. So, he was fortunate enough that he could get the association of Sanatana Goswami, such a great elevated personality, the Mahatma. So, this vairagya means to follow detachment, vairagya, renunciation, has cropped up in him. So he threw it out. Then Sanatana Goswami gave, you see, we have this wealth, this holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is only wealth we have. You understand? That means the name of Krishna can give you everything. Can give you everything. It's so valuable. One cannot calculate its value. So, though it was Goswamis were leading their life as a very, very poor person, Dino, still they had built so much. So great temples, Madan Mohan temple, Govindji temple, like that, which costs crores of rupees nowadays, you see.
We've just been visiting all these temples.
Yes, because this wealth is coming and rolling at their feet, and they are utilizing it for the service of Krishna. You understand? So, Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu had ordered them four things to do. One, Lupta Tirtha Udhar. That means that you just excavate the Tirthas. That means Tirtha, you know, places of pilgrimage or holy dhams, holy places, relating to the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna came here 5,000 years ago, and those things are now lost. You just revive it. That's number one, the Pratipa Bhara. Then number two, you open, you build temples and set up these deities, vigrahas, and seva prakash, and teach people how to serve the deities. Number two, number three, write this bhakti grantha, the books on bhakti yoga vigraha. You understand? Then number four, Vaishnav Sadhata Prakash. And also, teach people what is Vaishnav Sadhachar. That is the real behavior of the Vaishnava, how that person will become Vaishnava. So Sanatana Goswami has written that book, Paribhakti Vilas, very big book, where all these things has been written, Vaishnava Sadhachar, all these things. So four things Mahaprabhu told them to do, they were doing this. You understand? Very valuable things. And though the leading such a life, Dino, very poor, nothing, as if they had nothing. This is because they were such great personalities. The name of Krishna will give you everything. They are always chanting name, and few hours, some of them don't sleep, some of them sleep few hours, say 1 hour or 2 hours, and always chanting, always. That is Ashtaka, Sada Goswami Ashtaka. Prabhupada very often chants that Ashtaka. Sings that, Sarvaswami Ashtaka. Kaupina Kanthasitam, Tattva Tirnam Tutsavat, Kaupina Kanthasitam. Ase Samannala Kapi. This chant is very, is vaporate. Prabhupada's favorite Ashtaka. Very often he chants, very nicely. And you might have heard the tape.
Prayers by Srinivas
Kapoor, is it? Srinivas. Srinivas, yes, Srinivas. Yeah. Written like by it. Him. Yeah. So, very nice.
Kirtan.
Krishna Kirtana Nartana Parau. Yes. Bande Rupa Sanatanam Sri Jiva Gopalako. That is very nice. Yes. It is stated there. You understand?
Now, Rajis. Famous temples like Govindji Temple, especially Govindji Temple.
Govindji.
How is it that, although they're established by great Vaishnavas like that, and the deity of Krishna was there, that the Muslims could desecrate the temples?
Govindji is in Jaipur. Yeah, Putana Jaipur. Yeah, that is These Muslims do it. They did it. Yeah. Yeah. Because they are atheists. Yeah. Muslims are atheists.
Atheists.
They have no belief in these deities. They say it's idol worship.
Yeah.
So, Krishna, nama rupo vigraho tino chidananda mor tine veda nai tino chidananda mor. The name of Krishna, you understand, rupo, the form of Krishna, and vigraha, the deity worshipped in the temple of Krishna, three are non-different. There's no difference. This is for a bhakta, devotee, not for non-devotee. You understand? Non-devotee sees difference. Bhakta never sees any difference. You understand? As you might have heard the story of Sakhi Gopal. Sakhi Gopal? Witness. Gopal. Gopal came to be witness to that place in South India. Yeah, two Brahmins went for pilgrimage, and the older Brahmin promised to give his daughter in marriage to the younger Brahmin. But when they came back, that older Brahmin couldn't keep up his words with his sons, his wife, and his relatives. threatened him. And said, because that Brahmin was very poor, not so educated, is not equal to us, so he won't give. Such is the story. So then the younger Brahmin called Pancha, that means people, to give him justice. So he said, is there any witness that my father, his son, says that thing? Oh, yes, witness is Gopal deity. That son says, oh, can that deity come here and give witness? Then we'll accept it, otherwise not. Because he had no belief that deity will come. Because he's, that is a, I would say, statue, that he thinks a statue built with stone. How can it come? Yeah, no belief, because he's an atheist, he's a non-devotee. But a devotee has firm faith in it. Yes, deity must come, because he's non-different from Krishna. So that younger Brahmin went to Vrindavan, asked that deity, Gopal deity, that the older Brahmin has promised to be for you, and you are the witness. Now time needs you that you should come and give witness. Then that deity said, oh, have you seen that deity has gone somewhere? The deity says like that. Then that Brahmin, because he's a bhakta, he says, oh, what is this? You are speaking? Why can't you go? You are speaking. So, if deity can speak, why not deity? Why can't deity go? So, deity is so, because he is devotee, bhakta, so deity was very, all right, I'll go. But one condition is there. You go, I'll follow you, but don't look back. If you look back, I'll stay there, and don't go forward. You can just hear the tinkling sound of my nupur and my feet, you understand? Thereby you can understand that I am following you. And another thing, you just cook a rice, whether is there, panch pachao rice, and just offer me, and you go up, you walk, and I'll follow you. Don't look back. You understand? And in this way, that Brahmin came. So, deity came. all were astonished, oh, DT came, so this is enough. That when DT came, that this fact is true, that this Brahman has promised, so he must give his daughter. All people said like that. So this is known as Sakhi Gopa. So the king of Orissa took that duty to Jagannath Puri. From he placed it in Katak. Then he took the duty to Jagannath Puri. Keep that duty inside the compound, Jagannath compound. You may find you are not allowed to enter into that compound, but there is one place named one small temple, and inside the compound of Jagannath temple is Sakhi Gopal. He was there. But whatever this bhog means, the food, foodstuff, prasad, so many foodstuffs are prepared every day for Jagannath. The Brahmins carry it to the bhog mandap. So while they were carrying, Sakhi Gopal stole everything and ate. So Jagannath could not get anything. So there was quarrel between Gopal and Jagannath. So this is stealing my food. So there was quarrel. This is transcendental, it's not material quarrel. So then king took that deity, and now he is in Satyavadi. Sakhi Gopal, one place is there. Have you seen it?
Whereabouts?
That means on the road to going to Puri, it's a few miles.
Is that the one 12 kilometers out of from the railway line?
Sakhi Gopal, Satyavadi.
Yeah.
There is a railway station named Satyavadi. Our place is known as Sakhi Gopal or Satyavadi. There is temples, Sakhi Gopal temples. So this is a story. How this deity is none different from Krishna himself. But there is one saying, dekhya na dekhe jan abhaktir jan, uluko na dekhe jan surjir kiran. You see, uluk means it's owl. Owl. Owl, you know?
Owl.
Oh, yes.
It's big eyes.
Big eyes. It never comes out during daytime. It comes out at night. So at daytime, it lives inside a hole in the tree, isn't it? So, it can never see the sun shine. So he says, where is the sun? How it shines? He says like that. Similarly, abhakta, a non-devotee cannot see all these things. How deity speaks, how deity goes, how deity accepts service, all these things. Though he comes to the temple and sees the deity, but he cannot see it. As a devotee can see it. You understand? That is different. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dekhiya na dekhe jane abhaktir jan. Uluko na dekhe jane surjir kiran. You understand? Yeah? nice. Hello?
Nice stories. Nice stories.
Yeah? Nectar? Amrit? Yes, that is possible. Is he getting better?
Little bit.
Later. Taking some medicine?
No, he hasn't medicine.
No.
He's very weak. He just needs to rest.
All right. Rest and take and chant.
That's medicine. I was going to ask you, Maharaj, that in many of the temples I see around the place, especially in India, not so many women come to the temples and work in the programs and things like that. So we were all discussing that for a long time. What is actually the duty of a woman, like especially, say, for someone like my wife? What should be her duty in devotional service that she can perform devotional service?
Some women are coming. Yeah. What do you say?
But what should be the duty of a woman in devotional service? What's her
duty of women?
Yeah.
Yes. Women are devotees. But in Vedas, it is said, or in other yugas also, the woman, and in Srimad Bhagavad Gita it is said also, papa jonaya, stri joni papa jonaya. You understand? That verse is there in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Stri sudra, vaisa sudra stri, papa jonaya. That verse. That means, the stri joni means stri woman form of life is the form of a papa joni. That means sinful. Those who are very, very sinful, they take the body of woman like that. And also, it's stated in Srimad Bhagavatam how Lord Indra distributed the Brahmahatya reactions, his Brahmahatya reactions, killing a Brahman, Brahmahatya reactions, to tree, to woman, to water, and the earth, four. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So women have taken that reaction, one fourth of that reaction. And therefore, they have this menstrual, these nasty things coming out once a month. That is the reaction of Brahmahatya portion of Indra. You understand? So Pap Jonaya. So they are not entitled to read Vedas, study Vedas. In other yugas they were prohibited. But in Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu was very merciful. You understand? So he allowed one and all, irrespective of caste, creed, and species. You understand? May he be male or female. He can get it. He can chant holy name, and he can read Vedas. That's Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, a woman will be a devotee. She must be a devotee. She will render devotional service under the guidance of one of her spiritual master. But she has some limitations. She cannot be equal with a male person. You understand? Stri jonaya, pap jonaya. And in Srimad Bhagavatam it is also stated that human may be much elevated, as maybe human be very, very elevated, like Parvati Devi. But the consciousness is inferior than that of male, because in Rudrasura Upakhyan, Chitra Ketu Upakhyan, it is stated, Srila Prabhupada has stated this thing, that Parvati Devi cursed Chitra Ketu to burn as a demon. He just laughed at Shivaji, because Shivaji was sitting in the assembly of sadhus, embracing his wife Parvati. Shivaji could tolerate it. He didn't curse, but Parvati couldn't tolerate. She cursed. So at that, in purport to that verse, Prabhupada says that a woman may be very, very elevated, like Parvati, but her consciousness is inferior.
It says, due to womanly weakness there, isn't it in that verse? She cursed
Chitra Ketu
due to womanly weakness.
Because she cursed Chitra Ketu. So, consciousness is inferior. That is, how elevated a woman may be, her consciousness is inferior than that of a male person. So, but Mahaprabhu is merciful. A woman can get the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, be a devotee and serve Mahaprabhu or Krishna. That is only possible in this Kali Yuga, like the grace of Mahaprabhu. But at home, woman's duty means she cannot remain independent. She must accept a husband. Must. Very difficult to remain without a husband. So, she must be devoted to her husband. Devoted to her husband, because her husband is her master. Husband, Swami means master, Prabhu. You understand? She must be devoted to her husband, and husband must be a Vaishnava, a devotee. Many places in his Parpar, Srila Prabhupada said this thing. And Grihastha Vaishnavas, they must have their own duties in their homes, and they will serve the duties, and the woman can do it. Do archana, sungha, and worship, deity worship, all these things, offering prasad, everything, home deities, that a woman cannot do in the temple. No. Because the temple is a public place.
They say that a woman who's feeding children, breastfeeding, consider that.
Therefore, it is prohibited in Shastras that women will worship deities at their homes, not in the temple and public places, no. No.
So what sort of service can a woman do at the temple?
Woman can clean the temple, clean the utensils, cook for the deities, do you understand, and make garlands, all these things she may do. She may prepare clothing for the deities. If she knows this embroidery work or sewing, all this. These are many works, many services for them.
Yes. If there is
seva. If there is a goshala in the ashram, goshala, cow, dairy farm, cows are there.
Yeah.
So she may work there, clean the goshala and milk cows and prepare those things, jagrut, ghee, cheese, all these things. Thus women can do. Yeah. And women can also teach if small children, teachers. The small children, take care. These are the devotees.
In Australia, Maharaj, they have this philosophy that in previous ages women were less intelligent. But in this age now, in the Kali Yuga, especially this present age, that women and men are not different because they're all less intelligent. That's what they say.
They say, but Shastra never says. Shastra never says. They say, we are equal with men.
Yes.
So they are becoming prime ministers, ministers, judges, magistrates in all works, all field of activity. And they are there. Do you understand? Yes.
These statements are maybe just said, that's in our temples.
The temple leaders are saying that.
ISKCON leaders.
ISKCON leaders.
They're saying these things.
Yeah.
What about our ISKCON devotees?
No, Shastras never say so.
Because Chanakya Pandit said that he twice to make four times to consider it or whatever.
Yes, Chanakya Pandit has said.
Nine times is less.
Yeah. The women have defects, so many defects. And there's a Chanakya verse. I cannot remember, I can recite it, but men have some defects. So that is however elevated woman may be, her consciousness is inferior. That Prabhupada says. So I say that they have their limitations. They should not cross the limitations. They should not think that we are equal with male. No, they should not say. Because the Creator or Vidhata, Lord Brahma, has not made them so. And I have heard also, you might have heard the tapes of Srila Prabhupada, that he speaks many things about this, as the, how the humans think themselves equal with male. No, no, you cannot be equal. Because you have to be a child, not a male person. He has said that. You have to be a child, not a male person. You have to take care of the child. You have to be not a male person. How can you be equal? If a male can be your child and you can be your child, then you may be equal. But only you can be your child, not a male person. That Prabhupada said. Because Shastra never says.
So could a woman go back to Godhead in this lifetime?
Why not? That's... Why not? That Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yes.
So they're not. Although, due to their desire, they've taken a particular body,
it doesn't restrict
them from going back to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
If they follow the process.
In this very life, then go back home, back to Godhead.
Because some have said that the women, they have to take birth as a man and then go back to Godhead.
No, such thing. Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful. In this very life, they can go. No need of taking another path. Yeah. Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Yes, very, very merciful. Therefore, Mahavadanya Avatar. Adhuta Vadanya, Adhuta Udharja, Adhuta Karunya. Stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has used this word, adhuta, wonderful, 3 times. Adhuta vadanya, adhuta udarja, adhuta karunya. 3 times this word, adhuta, means wonderful, he has used. Wonderfully magnanimous. Adhuta vadanya, adhuta karunya, wonderfully merciful. Adhuta karunya, adhuta udarja. Means wonderfully magnanimous, magnanimity. It's 3 times he has used this word of Buddha. That's Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Adhuta.
Adhuta means wonderful.
Adhuta.
Adhuta. Yes, you should learn all these things. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
My memory is not so good. I learn all these things and like this morning, I couldn't even remember the 4 defects of a living entity.
Yeah.
I knew them, but I just couldn't get the words.
Yes, by constant hearing, you can remember all this. Hearing is very powerful. Sravanam.
So Maharaj, it seems that even though they're little twists, they are twisting the philosophy.
Yes, twisting. Oh, Bhima Prabhu, Hare Krishna. So, Srimad Prabhu, when did you come? Go, go in. Ami Jani. That means...
I know.
In Bengali said. So, he said, all right, you give 50%, I'll give 50%. Right. Matching grant. So, that day, he opened an account in Punjab National Bank. First, he told me 50,000. Then he told me, you match. As long as Prabhupada is here in this metal wall, we were getting that matching grant. As soon as he disappeared, that stopped. So I approached at that time Giriraj Swami, Kamal Krishna, and Gopal Krishna, something, they were in charge of this fund, MVT. Yes. So I approached them. They said, no, sorry, we cannot grant you. This Tamar Krishna Maharaj told me. Because many temples are taking, the fund will be exhausted. You take loan. I said, I can take loan. I cannot repay it. It's an compound interest. Prabhupada has said this thing. And so if you want to keep up the words of Prabhupada, what shall I say? So then Tejas was at that time here. He was a good collector. He was collecting money. So he took some loan. Understand? Because he can repay it.
Right.
Now, no longer Tejas is here. He is not earning for this project or giving money for this project.
Right.
He is not assisting. So, how can I repay it? Every time during this Indian Jewish meeting, they tell me, I say, I cannot repay it. You ask Tejas. Prabhupada has set up this thing. So, let that money be accounted for like that, for matching grant.
Right.
Yes.
What,
I cannot,
what do they say to that?
They cannot say anything. So I cannot repay it. I am very, very poor person, poor man. Odisha is a poor state. So, this is Ganga.
They should see that. Vrindavan or Mayapur, this is...
It is Punita Sintala living light.
It's an international project almost in one sense, because it's so close to Jagannath Puri.
Yeah.
And if Prabhupada didn't want it finished, then he wouldn't have laid the cornerstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they should see like that. MBT matlab Prabhupada ke paisa hai.
Huh? MBT.
Anyway, I spoke to some devotees
yesterday. Yes.
Maybe we should do one thing.
Mm.
You know, just like they made in the ISKCON World Review one advertisement for saving New Mayapur. And they got some money.
Yeah.
So if maybe we can make some type of...
advertisement.
Yeah, because we can say, see, the little the history was, Tejas was in Bhubaneswar and he did this concrete work. Now he's gone on to some other place. And was exposed to the monsoon and the weather. It's becoming bad. It has to be covered, has to be finished.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, whatever work is done will be lost.
Lost, yes.
So like that, we can maybe make a plea to this kind of review for devotees to come forward and give something and come finish the
That's
right.
That's a nice thing.
The Prabhupada
last
on the
project.
He laid the cornerstone. This was the project he wanted to finish. It's in the heart of Vaishnavism.
Is
all of Maurice's
Vaishnava. Yes.
So people devotees should request to come forward and help finish the project. Then we can do something like that.
Yes, that's a nice thing. We'll do it.
It's kind of a real work.
This time Mukunda Goswami didn't come.
I have a question.
Yes?
If Krishna knows past, present, and future. Krishna knows past, present, and future.
Future, yes.
So he's not, being in the spiritual world, he's not limited to any material time.
No.
So he knows when his devotee will be liberated from the conditioned state. So, so why is he? Why not that he comes and sits in the heart with us as our eternal friend, never leaves us. So, why not? If he knows the future, why not just go directly to the future?
He knows everything, but he has given you independence. there is no specific time that of liberation. Do you understand? There is no specific time that in certain time you will be liberated. No. It is up to you. When you get this human body, it is up to you. That independence Krishna has given you. When you want very seriously, do you understand? And try your best, try praying Krishna, then he'll provide you with a bona fide spiritual master, thereby you'll be liberated. That is in your hand. Rupa says, it is in your hand. It is not specific time, that certain time will come, then you'll be liberated. No such thing. No, no, no. Do you understand?
So Krishna doesn't actually know when you'll go back.
That has granted you independence. In very life, this human life, you will be liberated. If you are serious, seriously, if you seriously want so, then Krishna can grant you at any time. No certain specific time. You understand? Yes. There's no specific time.
Still, he knows the future. Krishna knows the future, so he must know when you'll be liberated. Isn't it?
You can be liberated at any time when you are serious enough to be liberated. In this form of life, Krishna has given you this independence and he'll grant you. No certain specific time. If you don't want, why shall Krishna grant you? You understand? You don't want. That in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Martha Smriti Jnanam Apahanam Cha. He has said this verse. Martha Smriti Jnanam Apahanam Cha. From me comes remembrance and forgetfulness, apahanam and jnan, knowledge. Do you understand? If someone is serious enough to remember Krishna, so he'll grant remembrance. If someone doesn't want, he wants to forget Krishna, so forgetfulness is granted. You understand? That's what Gita says. So we were serious that, O Krishna, I am your servant. As Sikhyastaka and Sikhyastaka Mahaprabhu says, what is that? Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma visame bhavam rudau kripaya tatpadakam dhuli sadrusa ma vijindaya. Isn't it? That verse is that. That is prayer. Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your servant. Anyhow, I have been put into this dreadful ocean of material ocean. And being drowned, please save me and take me back and think me as a speck of dust at a lotus feet. You understand? If you pray like that, then the Krishna will grant. If you are serious enough to be liberated from the clutches of Maya and go back home, back to Godhead, then Krishna will grant. Then, any time. It depends on your this prayer at per player. You understand how serious you are. Krishna as Paramatma knows everything. Is in your heart. How serious you are, he knows. If you are so serious, he'll grant at any time. No specific time limit. He just wants this. You be serious enough. He gives you this opportunity in this human form of life. You understand? As my Guru Maharaj says, that human form of life means you are in a crossroad. Crossroad. You understand? Rasa road means road leads to this direction, this direction, this direction, this direction. And arrow mark is that. This road leads to Vrindavan, this road leads to there, Jagannath Puri, this road leads to that place, this road leads to that place. You first decide to which direction you have to go. Then decide your direction first, then take up that road and reach the destination. So, in human form of life, you are in crossroad. And what is your destination? Your destination is to reach the lotus feet of Krishna, to get Krishna. So, pick up that road which leads to the lotus feet of Krishna. You have to pick up that road. You understand? That is human form of life. Labdha sudurlavayidam bhausamavanti manusya marthadam anityamaki yadira 11th canto. Bhagavatam says so. You understand? After undergoing so many species of life, this you have been granted, this very form, human species of life. Labdha sidram idam bahusham bhavanti manushya, the human form of life, and it is anitya, it is short-lived, at any time it may finish. So don't make haste, don't make delay. Do you understand? And arthava, what it is arthava. In this very life, you can get that. This paramartha means Krishna bhakti, devotion to Krishna, that means otherwise the lotus feet of Krishna. This is only opportunity given in this very form of life, human form of life. So one who is an intelligent person, he must have it. Take the opportunity, having the opportunity. No, this at any time this life may go away. And there is no guarantee that again I granted this human form of life. So I should not miss the opportunity, a chance. In very life, I will get, I'll reach the destination. You understand? So nothing specific time. Krishna has granted you this thing. And it depends upon your seriousness. You understand? There is no specific time. That in certain time, this living entity will be liberated. No such thing.
Then is it correct, Maharaj, that the Krishna is just simply waiting for the living entity to turn towards him?
Huh?
Is it correct that to say that the living that Krishna is just waiting for the living entity to turn towards him?
Yes, right. To turn towards him, yes. In human form of life it is possible, not in other form of life. When he gives you human form of life, he gives you opportunity. You understand? Only in human form of life, not in other form of life. Not even in the form of demigod's life. You understand? The demigods want to burn as human beings, especially in India. That is stated in Bharata Bhumite Manushya Jamma Vilada. And in Srimad Bhagavatam also it is stated how demigods want to take birth in India as human beings. In 5th canto, I think so.
Some people say, like, a lot of the times we talk to people at Sunday feast. And some people say that, well, if Krishna's in the heart and Krishna knows everything, past,
yes,
present, and future, there's nothing he doesn't know, then he must know, obviously, that every living entity is going back to Godhead at some stage. So he already knows when you're actually going back. He knows, we don't. So, why is there a need to even do anything? Because eventually we'll get there.
No.
Is it?
No. I just tell you, when he grants you this human form life and gives you independence, and he just waits to see how far you are serious, how far, how eager you are to get liberation and go back home or back to Godhead. He just wants this thing. Therefore, that verse I cited from Bhagavad Gita, matta smriti jnanam apahanam cha. Then said, yes, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness comes from me. That means, if you want to forget him, so he grants forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. Want to remember him, he grants remembrance. You understand? That is up to you.
So it's not that everything is automatically preordained, because God knows everything, then everything is preordained. And nothing can be changed.
Everything is preordained. That means conditioned souls, they have the reactions of their work. That is preordained. But as soon as you take shelter, sarvadharman pratyajya mamekam saranam vraja antasra papebhyo mukhishyami masucha. This is most important. When a living entity takes complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, all his reactions of his fruit work destroyed. Nothing is there. So the preordained thing never comes up. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
And of course Krishna already knew that anyway, right?
Yeah. So he wants that you take shelter, you surrender yourself at his lotus feet. That he wants that.
So it's not that because Krishna knows everything and things are going on.
Everything will come, this creation will come, this yuga will come, this will happen. Such things are there. But in relation to human beings' liberation, this doesn't apply. No. It is up to you. He has given, granted that independence to you.
Sometimes the Buddhists say like that too, that you have a certain ordainment of things that are going on and eventually you'll get out. So really it doesn't matter what
that,
you do.
That means that will make you lazy.
Yes.
Oh, time has not come, so I cannot go back. Let me sleep now. Do nonsense. Let when that time come, I'll do. No. That is misconception. That's not real thing.
There's also something I heard from one devotee once, I don't know.
No, that's not a fact at all, Baba. That is not correct thing.
No, I heard once from one devotee, he said that Krishna is unlimited, so he knows everything, yet at the same time, he doesn't even know his own limits. Because once he did, he'd be limited. So he said it's like that.
Krishna is unlimited, that's a fact. His ananta is unlimited. Ananta. Don't you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But in human form, life has granted this independence to you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing that certain period is there where you will be liberated. No. Then all will be lazy. Oh, time has not come. Let me do nonsense now. When that time will come, I'll just be a devotee. No.
This question I was asking is actually something else, where the devotee was explaining that, like, Krishna is unlimited, so there's no boundaries to him. Yet he was saying that because Krishna is unlimited, he also doesn't understand his own limits.
Own limits?
Yeah.
Krishna doesn't know.
Is that true?
Krishna is unlimited. Where is the question of limit?
Yeah.
If someone is unlimited, where the question of limit arises?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it?
So therefore Krishna doesn't actually understand even his own limits, even though he understands everything.
He knows. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent, he's omniscient.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything. You understand? So, if he's unlimited, where the question of limitation arises?
Mm-hmm.
There's no question of limitation. He's unlimited.
But if he knows everything...
Yes, he knows everything. That's correct.
Then it's like for our vision, when we know everything, there's nothing further to be known. That like puts a capsule around it. And there's something out on the other side.
Yes, like he that. Knows everything. But in human form life, he has granted you this independence. That in very form of life, if you so serious, you are so serious, you may go back home, back to Boston. But if he knows you, if he doesn't want, if you don't want, then why shall I grant you? That is up to you. He has given this independence.
So we can actually drift endlessly in the material world if we don't desire to go back.
You must desire how to go back, home, back to jail. Only desire. As Sikhastra says, Nandhanam Nandhanam Nasundarim Kavitamba Jagadisha Kamai Mama Janmani Janmani Sware Bhavatato Virahetu Gita is the only desire. I don't desire for dhanam, wealth, material wealth, no janam, no followers, no Sundari Kavita, beautiful wife or woman. Only non-liberation, mukti, janmani, janmani, sorry. Life after life, I want only one thing, that bhavatad bhakti, that I am an, your eternal servant. How can you serve? How can I serve the lotus feet of yours? Just grant me this thing, I desire this thing, nothing else. That Mahaprabhu says, that Krishna says. So only develop this desire, no other desire. That's enough.
I heard a class once where the devotee said that Krishna looked around in the pillar, shining pillar, and he saw himself.
Yes.
And he fainted. So does that mean he... Like Dwijidev was saying, does that mean he doesn't understand his limits?
No, he saw the pillar his own reflection. Reflection. You understand? That he's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. So he says, I was saying that thing, you have not come in class. Aparikalita purpakha samatkarakari. That verse is Rupa Goswami has written. Who is this very beautiful, handsome young man? He's just asking, just looking at his own image, own reflection, to his friend standing beside him. Who is this? Then he nods his head, and turns his head towards his friends. He saw the reflection, turns his head. Then, oh, it is me? Then he said, oh, it is me? It's my reflection. So much beauty is there in me. You understand? So, that means you don't know he is so beautiful. There is another thing. Eden. Kamaya Radhikeva. Only Radharani knows about the beauty of Krishna, and Radharani enjoys it fully and gets pleasure. So he develops that desire there. Kamaya Radhikeva, in that verse is that by seeing this form and some form, this young man, this desire comes up in me that, like Radharani, that I embrace this handsome young man. So, Radharani's desire comes up. So he became Gaurav, taking Radha Bhav. Radhaya pranamayama kidrusham swadhyo hena dhuta madhurima kidrusham va madhiyo saukhyam chasya madhunghavat kidrusham veti lobhat tadhavadya samajani sachigarbha sindhu harindhu. The three desires. To fulfill three desires, he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. how Radha Pranaya Mahima, it is in Chaitanya Charitam, this verse is there. How Radharani's love. You understand? And Swadhyo Hena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrushomba Modiyo. How Radharani is enjoying and getting pleasure, enjoying me, my beauty, Madhya, and Saukhanjasya. What sort of happiness she gets out of that, these three desires. So, to fulfill these three desires, he came as Gaura, assuming Radha Bhava. Antar Krishna Bahir Gaura. This is the reason why Krishna came as Gaura. Why Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar. You understand? That is the reason why.
So doesn't that seem to suggest that at that point in time, Krishna didn't have knowledge of how Radharani felt?
You see, this is a spiritual thing. We cannot say Krishna has no knowledge.
Uh-huh.
This is Krishna wanted to manifest this Leela, Gaura Leela, to enjoy himself. You understand?
Uh-huh.
One cannot enjoy oneself. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So Krishna wanted this thing, how to enjoy his own beauty.
Huh.
Therefore he became Gaura. That is his wonderful Leela, pastime, which is not fulfilled in Krishna Leela. When he came as Krishna, that was not fulfilled. So he became Gaura. Then it is fulfilled. So Gaura Leela is complete, purna lila. But there is some deficit in Krishna lila.
Yeah.
So Gaura is paripurna.
I think sometimes we forget that God, being a person, he also has desires and longings. And
yes, like that. God has desire for this thing only. God has developed lobha, greed, lobha. Greed is a bad thing. It is one sort of enemy. Gita says, kama krodha loho yatra trim teja traya narkasya dvara. Kama means lust, loho, krodha means anger, loho, greed. These three, give up these three. Because this leads to get towards hell. Give up these things. But loho, this calm and growth and love, lust, anger and greed can be utilized in the service of Krishna Lord. Kama Krishna Arpane, that is stated. You develop your lusty desire to serve Krishna as gopis did. You understand? Gopis have this lusty desire. You may develop that thing. Not to enjoy in this material world. Kama Krishna Arpane, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. You should utilize this Krodh anger as Hanuman did. You understand? He is a great sadhu bhakta, that one who is blaspheming Vaishnavas, sadhu, and also blaspheming the Lord, you should utilize this growth, this anger. That is nice. Otherwise it will be an enemy. Growth low, you should also develop this greed. We don't be greedy enough acquire material things for your sense enjoyment. You understand? But be greedy enough to associate more and more with sadhus and hear more and more about Krishna Katha. Develop this greed. This is good. It is stated. Themselves. So Krishna, the Lord, has this greed. How to fulfill these three desires? Therefore, he became Gaurava. You understand? Lobha. Lobha means greed. Spiritual things is not material. You should interpret it in material way.
Yeah.
Spiritual. Very nice. Kavichandra. Oh, Kunta.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. You see, Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping.
Worshipping?
Yes.
Where did he get?
I think that deity was installed by him, Gadadhar Pandit.
That Pujari said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found him under the sand.
No.
And gave to Gadadhar
Pandit. No, well mentioned.
Any wild story?
Yeah. Very comforting story. And D.T. was in a standing position, and Gadadhar Pandit became too old, and this bent. So he cannot put on the flower garland on the shoulder of D.T. So D.T. was so merciful, so he sat down.
Yeah.
He sat down.
Only sitting you find
Krishna. Yes, sitting. That's right. Formerly he was in standing position, very big deep. Now
you
find in sitting position. And also when Mahaprabhu disappeared in three places, devotees have seen him disappear. That he disappeared and merged into the deity of Gopinath, Kota Gopinath. So there is a crack in his knee, on his knee. Did Pujari show you that?
Yeah.
Yes. And he also, devotees saw that he merged into the deity of Jagannath. Lord Jagannath in Puri temple, and some saw him, he just must be in the ocean, three places. So, how Mahaprabhu manifests the Leela, but many stories, concrete stories go on like that. Avadhanam timanguhaman sintanu asritam as Gita says. Those mudhas, rascals, deride me. They think me as an ordinary human being. So, some pandits, mundane scholars, they depict like that some puri brahmanas, pandas, they killed Mahaprabhu. Inside Puri temple. There is a book in Bengal I have seen, it's written like that. Such nonsense. Mahaprabhu temple.